Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 7:14 now. Hot and humid today. Highs in 90. Maybe not as humid tomorrow, but as hot. Summertime feels throughout the weekend. Highs of 90. Sunday, first official day of autumn, but that doesn't really mean a lot for us here. And there is some tropical weather there. We're going to watch down in the Caribbean. Don't let the models freak you out or anything else. It's far too early, and we'll let you know if there's anything that you need to be concerned with. Some businesses are concerned with getting paid by the state and local governments. Glenn Womack joins us now, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about a task force that's been formed to look at that. How you doing, Senator?
Good morning. Doing well.
Tell me about, I always like to learn about the state. Tell me a little bit about Harrisonburg, is it?
Yeah.
It's in a pretty part of the state, is it not? A lot of national forests and so forth, or state forests?
Well, it's on the edge of some forest there. We fall off kind of border the Washita River, where we have delta on one side and some, hills on the other side, so... back in the day, they tell me it lacked just one electoral vote being the state capital. So that was
really
back in the day. So, yeah, it's got some history. Fort Beauregard, yeah.
And that's Long Country, mm-hmm. too, right, with Faraday and Winsboro
right.
and all that stuff? I always like to learn about the state. So maybe I'll take a ride up there one day. Tell me about this task force and how much of a problem is it, Senator?
Well,
not the task force. How much of a problem is it that led to the formation of the task force? I worded that poorly.
Formation of the task force. Yeah. Well, we've had over the years, anybody that served in legislation has had calls about, trying to get paid and why can't we get paid and I hadn't been paid and it just gets further and further out. And in my previous occupation as a contractor, I've dealt with some of that. So, we tried to pull it in and find some of that. Why can't we get paid? Why can't the contractors and the subcontractors, material suppliers, why can't they get paid? And so we're trying to flush out and kind of bring it to a head of what works and what doesn't work and why isn't it working? Because it's an ongoing problem across our state. And we know that if you get paid in a timely manner, you're not bankrolling the job. You're not building the job and getting paid later, which slows down the cash and capital of any company. So we're trying to go through that to see what works and don't work and what we can do to modify to help get our people paid as a state entity, paying our bills in a timely manner to where, we can get a better bid next time or more competition to come to the table and says, hey, they pay in a timely manner. We don't have to bankroll them. We don't have to use our own finances to build a project because of some maybe small technicality or this is, we live in a 21st century here. There's technology. There's several things out there that we want to make sure that everyone is utilizing to the best efficiency to move the money once it's appropriated. The legislature goes through that and actually appropriates this money and puts projects on the street. But you know, getting those projects kicked off and getting our contractors paid has just been an ongoing problem for years.
And to be clear, we're not talking about net 30 days or net 90 days on a box of staples or anything like that. You're talking about big money projects here, right, Senator?
Right. We're talking big money projects. Yeah. And some agencies are able to do it. We in the agency's defense, a lot of this is match money. So it could be federal money coming down. It could be local money matching that money. But it's just bottlenecking somewhere there that we've got to figure out how to, you know, kind of put it in a pot like we would our personal. If we had a personal project going, the builder or the contractor, you know, he would get paid ever how the terms were set, monthly, weekly, whatever it was, but we wouldn't be going through every channel of how that money got to that pot. We would put that money in, you know, we'd either save it and have it in an account and know that we could afford to spend that money, and it would be dispersed that way. But when you have different agencies, federal agencies, state agencies, local agencies, local municipalities, whatever it may be, all trying to get their part paid to this contractor in a timely manner, and, you know, with the holidays, with the vacation, with the people in place, how do we really put that together to where people are getting paid in a timely manner? So, you know, we're hoping to flush some of that stuff out and kind of bring it to surface as to if we can get all the players, and everybody seems to be very forward in trying to help us with this project and task force to pull it all together and see what's working in one place and what best practices are out there.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I worked in construction management for a while as I was attending the University of Life in between the stints at the University of New Orleans, which taught me sometimes as much as I did learn at the university. So we'll pick it up. We come back with Senator Glenn Womack. And we're going to specifically talk about when he says bankrolling the job, how much money is involved and how that can be a big hindrance. When you're talking about a lot of money and construction companies that are out of pocket for money and they're waiting to get reimbursed, then they got to meet payroll and they got to pay for materials and everything else. It can be a challenge. More when we come back. If you've ever done business with the government, had a hard time getting paid, be it state, federal, local, I'd love to hear from you on the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 and hear about those challenges that you may have faced. 721 traffic now, WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Senator Glenn Womack from Harrisonburg about a task force they've formed to look at contractors getting paid more quickly when they do business with state government. Somebody texted in and said, we're a major subcontractor on the SWBNO new power station uptown. They've been paying in a normal pace about 45 days after the invoice has been approved. Is it specific to any agency or state or anything like that that you notice, in Senator?
Not really. It's just you know, it'll be different agencies. Some pay on time, and you may get one on time, and then the next month it may be a 60-day pay or a 90-day pay. You know, because of some technicality, mm-hmm. and some funding agencies look at if it's a one-line item, it may be short or may not be an agreement. they would turn the whole estimate back instead of marking it up and catching it on the next time. Well, when you have anywhere from a half million to, you know, $3 to $5 million estimate that's turned around over $50,000, then you just bankroll that job for those 60 or 90 days till you get it cleaned up. So those are the kind of things that I think we would work toward to try to, not that it's not right, but it's just the fact that you're holding, because that prime has contractor has got to pay all those subs. Now he didn't get that the estimate that he sent in because it was a $50,000 mistake on the estimate, maybe a line item, a bid or something. So it throws him to have to keep the job moving over that one mistake that is not marked up and making communication to where it's like next month we'll have this cleared up and we'll get you paid for that one item, but the rest of the items are all right, so we're going to go ahead and process this payment. So it's just different, and I'm probably being high on that, but there are estimates out there that's easily that size.
So is this something that has to be done legislatively through law or just procedurally with the different agencies?
That's what we're hoping. Hoping that legislation hadn't got to be passed, but that's the reason we're bringing everyone to the, you know, that we can to the table and work it out. Maybe with all the players to talk about best practices and how we can change that. Because I think some of them could be internally changed without legislation having to be passed. That, you know. One thing that comes out of this is people start to think and start to come up with different ideas about how it would work. I had one yesterday. Guy walked up to me and said, "Have we thought about, you know, if you get paid within a certain amount of time, you can knock a percentage off of the pay estimate to where that actually saves the state money. If they have the incentive to try to work through your estimate and get you paid in a timely manner, whatever those dates are set in the pre-construction meeting, then there's an incentive for the state to really work on that estimate and get this contractor paid, because there's a back end, benefit to the state of saving 0.25 or 1% or whatever that would be. But those are just ideas that start coming in to the top when you start bringing this kind of stuff up, you know, because a lot of the contractors has got that money borrowed at the bank for cash flow purposes, you know.
Right.
And this way, this would kind of, hey, it's cheaper to take it on this end than to have to build a whole job and then wait on payment. And that
incentive
has definitely happened to a lot of contractors.
Incentive being the key word, could be a win-win. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate your time. Senator Glenn Womack talking about a way to get businesses paid more promptly by the state could wind up working out for both. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the problem they're having at a no-kill animal shelter in St. Tammany Parish right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.